Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is just about 7:56 here. WWL, Tommy Tucker on this Friday morning, June 5th. Joe Valiente joins us now, a friend of ours, Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How's it going today for you?
Pretty good. So Jefferson Parish entering into Phase 2 already. What are you hearing from the National Weather Service? And I guess we'll do it this way, Joe. What timeline and what kind of weather conditions can you give the people of Jefferson Parish so that you're hearing from the National Weather Service? And what kind of preparations are you guys taking?
Well, those are all great questions, Tommy. Of course, at this time, onset of tropical force winds, once Cristobal makes it into the Gulf and assuming that it continues on the track that's predicted, then we're looking at somewhere late Sunday night or early Monday, which would be the onset of tropical force winds. Currently, the prediction calls for a landfall somewhere between the Louisiana-Texas coast and Biloxi or Gulfport, Mississippi. So, you know, the error cone is still quite large. Of course, if you look at the center track, you know, which is not an absolute, it puts it around Vermilion Bay at some point. So that's about 90 miles away from the Jefferson Parish area, but we will be on, if it passes to the west of us, of course, we will be on the heavy side and the rain side, the right front quadrant, and we're going to feel those impacts. We're currently bracing for heavy rains and moderate winds, and that's where we're focusing our preparations. Also, Tommy, we don't evacuate unless it's a Cat 3, 4, or 5. But if, because of the heavy flooding, we have any citizens in Jefferson Parish that are displaced out of their homes, we do have the capability to set up to 24 playgrounds, the gyms, as temporary shelters. And we have enough to accommodate up to 700 citizens. And, of course, we'll follow COVID-19 protocols at those shelters.
Jefferson Parish going all the way from Grand Isle to, I guess, north would be what, Metairie? Kenner would be about the northern limit?
Yeah, that's about right, yeah. No, that's it, yeah.
From Kenner to Grand Isle. So what about Grand Isle and Lafitte and areas outside of the levee protection system? What's going on there?
Great question again. So we've been in contact with Mayor Kerner. And we actually visited his area 2 days ago and sat down. You know, this is his first storm as mayor, and he's really doing a great job at crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and he's asking all the right questions. But we're looking at 4 to 6 feet if it remains a tropical storm, and if it would develop into a Cat 1 storm, we're looking a little more, 6 to 10 feet in terms of tidal surges through that area. Currently, they have about 17,000 sandbags that have been pre-placed there. The Department of Public Works and Drainage under Mitch Terrio has placed numerous pumps, I believe 3 16-inch submersible pumps that have their own generators and fuel supply, and about 4 to 6 12-inch pumps. So everything that Lafitte and Grand Isle requires has been pre-staged. For the record, also Grand Isle, we have 3 12-inch pumps that are there also.
And thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. JeffersonParish.org, all the information you need. And we'll keep you updated naturally through the weekend here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.